在生日神学班啊被安排跟大家一起来学习耶利米书。
And this NATS, I was assigned to be discussing Jeremiah with all of you.
那耶利米书是大先知书里面的一卷。
And the book of Jeremiah is one of the prophetic books.
那如果我们在读旧约圣经我们常常会发现为什么我们要来读犹太人的历史。
And often when we study the Old Testament, we will realize that why would we have to study the history of the Jews?
因为圣经有字面的意思，也有属灵的意思。
And because in the Bible there is the context of the meaning as well as spiritual meanings.
如果以字面的意思来讲，犹太人的历史跟我们是没有关系的。
And if you just study the context, the history of the Jews has nothing to do with us.
那如果进到属灵的含义，那圣经对我们就很有关系。
And but entering into the spiritual studies, then the Bible is completely relevant to us.
我们来看一节哈，哥林多前书第十章。
And First Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
First Corinthians chapter 10.
第六节
Verse 6.
第十章第六节
First Corinthians chapter 10 verse 6. Now these things became our examples to the intent that we should not lust after evil things as they also lusted.
这个地方说这些事都是我们的见解。
And it says that these things became our examples.
那到十一节
And to verse 11.Verse 11. Now all these things happened to them as examples, and they were written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the age have come.
所以这些事就是要警戒我们末世的人。
And so all these things happen as an admonition to the people during end time.
然后第十章的第一节，他把出埃及过红海走旷野路用属灵来解释。
And chapter 10 verse 1 is being explained about the passing through of the Red Sea and walking in the wilderness.
过红海就是受洗。
And passing through the Red Sea is baptism.
那摩西带领他们，所以受洗之后我们就归属主耶稣。
And Moses have guided the people, so after baptism then they belong to Jesus.
那从受洗一直到我们进到迦南地就是天国，这个就是天路历程。
And so after baptism, then you walk in the wilderness and walking all the way until unto heaven.
所以他们吃的玛纳就是灵食。
And so the manna they partake is the spiritual food.
那磐石流的水就是灵水。
And the spiritual rock that flows is the spiritual water.
灵磐石就是主耶稣。
And the rock was the Christ.
所以我们就可以看得出来，旧约的历史在新约用属灵来解释，就跟我们每一个人有关系。
And so we could see this: the history of the Old Testament is used to explain in the New Testament in the spiritual ways. So it has something to do with us.
因为每一天都是在走天国路。
And because every day we're walking the pathway to heaven.
那研读旧约的历史，让我们对神有更清楚的认识。
And so, if you study the history of the Old Testament, then we will come to a closer understanding of God.
因为旧约的神跟新约的神是同一个神。
And because the God in the Old Testament and the New Testament is the same God.
那犹太人怎么跟神在互动？
And so, how does the Jews interact with God?
那这个过程就是在旧约里面记载。
And so, this due process is recorded in the Old Testament.
让我们知道我们所拜的神他要什么，神的本性是什么。
And so, this tells us that the God that we worship, what does He really want, and what is the essence of God?
那我们要怎么跟他在生活中来互动
？And how should we interact with Him?
让我们能够得到他的同在，蒙到他的祝福。
And so that we shall receive his abidance and his blessings.
所以为什么我们需要读像先知书？
And so why do we should be reading the prophetic books.
因为我们是从属灵的观点来学习怎么走天国路，怎么建立跟神更好的关系。
And because we're studying this from a spiritual perspective, so this way we could learn how to establish better relationship with God.
好，那我们就看耶利米书
And so let's turn to the book of Jeremiah.
耶利米书当然就是作者就是耶利米他所写的。
And of course, the author of the book of Jeremiah would be Jeremiah himself.
我们看讲义的 A1
And let's turn to A1.
他在公元前626年被拣选做先知。
And so he was chosen to serve as prophet beginning in 626 BC.
那一直到公元586年。
And ending sometime in 586 BC.
所以差不多有40年的时间。
So it's about 40 years period.
那这40年的时间，当然他侍奉的对象是神。
And so during this 40 years, that the subject of his servitude was God.
那看不见的神。
And the God that was unseen.
又真又活的神。
And this is the true and living God.
无所不在的神。
And this is the God that's omnipresent.
公义又慈爱的神。
And righteousness and merciful God.
但是在他侍奉神的过程中经历过四个王。
And but during the process of him serving God, he went through four kings.
就是约西亚王。
And Josiah.
约雅敬。
And Jehoiakim, Jehoiakim,
西底家,
and Zedekiah.
那我们读整个历史，我们就可以看到神的美善是不改变的。
And so from the whole history, when we study, we could understand that the beautiful will of God does not change.
所以圣经说神昨日今日明日永远不改变。
And so the Bible says that God does not change from yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
但是人是一直在改变的。
But as men, we're constantly changing.
在刚进入迦南的时候。
And right about when they enter into Canaan.
牛奶与蜜之地。
And this is the land of flowing of milk and honey. 非常
的喜乐。
And they're very joyful.
因为神用大神迹带领他们经过四十年的旷野。
And because God has used great miracles to guide them through 40 years journeys in the wilderness.
所以他们的信仰非常的坚定。
And so their faith is really affirmed.
诗篇里面说，等不多时，他们就忘记了神的恩典。
And the book of Psalms records not long later they have forgotten the grace of God.
因为周围的生活过得好。
And because they live a rather very good life.
就觉得好像没有神也可以过。
And they felt that they could live this life without God.
加上周围一些异族的文化。
And also the differences of the culture around them.
文化是一种压力。
And so the culture is a pressure.
让你一直想要去做跟大家一样的事情。
And makes you want to do the same things that what other people does.
所以在舒服的环境、文化的影响下，他们就渐渐疏远的看不见那一位神。
And a very comfortable living and under the influence of other cultures, slowly they drifted away from God.
所以人是一直在变。
And so as men, they're constantly changing.
好不一定永远好。
And good would never always be good.
坏也不一定永远坏。
And bad would never always be bad.
所以有时候我们看到以前在我们后面的，好像已经跑到前面去了。
And so sometimes you will see that people behind us and they actually are in front of us.
你要看看 NIT, NATS, 哇，他们已经参加好多次了，我才第一次来。
And you realize that some of the people have attended NATS for quite a few years, and this is my first year.
那几年前好像安息日都很少看到了。
And a few years ago, you don't even see them doing Sabbath.
为什么跑到前面？
And how come they're sitting in the front?
因为他的信仰有自觉。
And because they have a self-realization of their faith.
那我们现在跑在前面。
And now we're running in the front.
我们请假用飞机票出钱出力来到这边参加。
And then we take days off and we have purchased the tickets and spending all the money and effort to attend.
像中午祷告会的姐妹讲要爬到山上去。
And just like the during lunchtime, the sister testified that you have to climb a high mountain.
那是很真实、很有震撼力的体验。
And this is a very impactful and very realistic experience.
但是如果我们不是很谨慎，我们就 信仰会往下滑。
And but if we're not careful enough, our faith actually will slide backwards.
所以人一直在变，神不改变。
So as men, we're always changing, but God does never change.
就是，那就是为什么说我们要常常参加教会的团契，参加讲习会。
And so this is why that we have to constantly attend the seminars in church and different events.
就是常常用神的话，当一面镜子来照我们自己。
And you have to use the word of God to act as a mirror to reflect us in it.
我的心现在在哪里？
And where is my heart really is now?
因为心决定我们一生的果效。
And because our heart would decide our entire effects of life.
不是我的外表在哪里。
And this is not rather have to do with our outer appearance.
有的人虽然每个礼拜就来守安息日。
And so some people will keep Sabbath every week.
当然这个是很好。
And of course this is good.
但他的心不一定都是紧紧在跟随神。
But his heart is not necessarily tightly followed behind Christ.
渐渐信仰变形式，那信仰生活就越来越没有力量，越来越没有体验。
And your faith becomes habitual, and slowly you don't have any experiences or feelings at all.
那现在我们用神的话来照我们自己的心。
So we will use the word of God to reflect on our hearts.
让我们对自己有一个警觉性。
And we will have a kind of like a admonition to ourselves.
从心里面再调整我们自己。
And from within inside of hearts, we're making adjustments.
那我们跟神的关系就越来越好，体验越来越多。
And then our relationship with God will get better and better, and also more experiences.
所以耶利米书那个世代的以色列百姓，他们不是没有得过恩典。
And so, the people during the time of Jeremiah, it's not that they have not received grace.
乃是因为在这些影响之下，信仰往下退步。
And but because of that, under these influences, their faith deteriorated.
那神跟他们互动。
And so God interacts with them.
其中就借着耶利米。
And it's actually through Jeremiah.
所以耶利米是神所用的一个工人。
And Jeremiah is a worker that's used by God.
每一个世代，神都会用人。
And every generation, God will use somebody.
来完成他的目的。
And to achieve His goals.
当然能够被神所用，这是极大的恩典。
And of course, if you could use by God, this is the greatest blessings.
那在神正在用这个人的时候，这个人常常会经历极大的苦难。
And when God is using this person will often go through great afflictions.
但这个人本身呢，是一个工具。
And but this man itself is only a tool.
人本来就是泥土造的。
And because as men were made from dust.
但如果这个工具有很好的属灵的素质。
And but this tool will have a very effective spiritual essence.
神就能够透过这个瓦器发出莫大的能力。
And through this vessel, then great power can be revealed.
然后来为神做一些工作。
And then some work can be done for God.
这就是耶利米的侍奉。
And so this is the servitude of Jeremiah.
所以我们在侍奉神最重要不是我在世界上有什么。
And so importantly, well, when we're serving God, it's not the matter of what we have in the world.
保罗说，过去我觉得有益的，我现在认识耶稣都当作有损。
And Paul said that the righteous things that I felt I like in the past, now that I've come to know Jesus and I felt this is a blemish to me.
我们在世界上有什么不是神看重我们用我们的原因。
And whatever we have in this world, it's not the matter of why God choose to use us.
神用我们的原因是因为我们里面不断在更新变化。有神的属灵素质。
And the reason that God uses us because we are constantly being renewed and changed inside, we have the spiritual characteristics.
就像耶利米一样。
Just like Jeremiah.
我们看第二点哈。
And let's see the second point.
在耶利米书里面呢，可以看到神吩咐他独身。
独身。
就是第二点。
This is the second point. The man, and the Lord commanded them to remain single.
就是因为神的审判即将来到。
And because the judgment of God is coming.
那个日子来啊，是非常困难的。
And so, when the days comes, this will be very difficult.
所以神就叫他独身了。
And so God instructed him to remain single.
他是当时被掳那个世代的先知。
And so he was the prophet that was in captive at the time.
先知就是传达神的讯息的一个人。
And so a prophet is somebody that passed through the messages of God.
他少有朋友，多有敌人。
And so he doesn't have many friends, but he has a lot of enemies.
我们大家都希望多有朋友，少有敌人。
And all of us are hoping that to have more friends, but less enemies.
但是当那个时代已经沉沦到变神所愤恨的百姓的时候。
And but the generation at the time has fallen to a state that God detests.
那要做神的先知就很难做到朋友很多。
And so in order for you to become the prophet of God, it's hard for you to have much friends.
因为他所传扬的讯息必须要能够针对当时代的需要来传讲。
And because the message he's proclaiming, it has to be directed to the needs of the people at the time.
但是当一个人信仰在退步的时候这个讯息常常是充满着悔改。
And when the person's faith is being deteriorated, and often this message will carry ways of the repentance.
常常是好像很一面镜子来照出他们的错误跟软弱。
And this is actually a mirror that will reflect their own weaknesses and shortcomings.
那这是人所不愿意听的。
And so this is something that man does not want to hear.
但这也是人最需要听的。
And but this is actually something that man needs to hear.
所以主耶稣说哈，如果大家都说你有祸，哎呀，你是好的，那你就有祸了。
And so Jesus have said that if everyone said that you're the very best, then and woe to you.
为什么这样讲
？And why is it said this way?
因为当我们很忠实的在传扬神的话。
And we're faithfully preaching the words of God.
我们就很可能有一些人不喜欢。
And maybe there are some people that doesn't want to hear.
所以他耶利米是少有朋友，多有敌人。
And so Jeremiah is somebody that has little friends but much enemies.
这不是他的个性有问题。
And this is not due to his personal characteristics.
乃是因为他站在神的立场来传扬神的话。
And but he's standing actually on the side of God and proclaiming God's message.
是很忠心的做神的仆人。
And he is a faithful servant of the Lord.
所以他传扬以色列百姓对神不忠的这种审判的讯息。
And so he's actually proclaiming the unfaithfulness of the people of Israel to God.
我们再看第三点。
And let's read three.
耶利米先知又称为哭泣的先知。
And Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet.
他的心中多有伤痛。
And which characterized by his spirit of anguish.
我们大家都活着，希望活得很快乐。
And all of us are hoping to live a very happy life.
这是人的本性。
And so this is the nature of man.
但是有时候在服侍主的过程，有时候我们心中常常会充满着伤痛。
And so sometimes during the process of serving God, many times our heart will fill with a lot of sadness.
这是先知的特质。
And so this is the unique personality of a prophet.
那这个特质就在反映神的本性。
And so this characteristics reflects the true divine nature of God.
所以要在外表上来学习侍奉，这不是最困难。
And so on the surface, if you want to learn about servitude, this is not something that's very hard.
最困难就是我们的内心能够被神改变到有神的心。
And what's difficult is that our inner heart can be transformed into a heart that's similar to God.
能够感受到神的感受。
And we could feel what God feels.
能够看到神所看。
We can see what God sees.
能够为神所喜欢的而我们喜乐。
And we could be delighted in the things that God pleases in.
能够为着神不喜欢的，我们感到伤痛。
And anything that God dislikes, then we could feel sorrowful.
那这一种的属灵内在的变化更新，这是最重要的。
And so this is a very important spiritual transformation for the inner heart.
所以圣经里面才说，师父有一万。
And so the Bible says that there are many masters.
啊，但是为父的不多。
And but it's not very limited fathers.
师父就是我们接受讲习会啊，知识多一点，我们就可以去教别人。
And so masters are actually teachers after you have learned some things.
这个到处都可以找到。
And you could find many teachers.
那为父的不多。
And being the father is not many.
这个为父就是说，它里面有神的心。
And the father-like figure has the heart of God inside.
因为神就是众人的父。
And because God is the father of all people.
神对人的爱超过我们人所能了解的。
And the love of from God to man is something surpasses our understanding.
所以耶利米称为哭泣的先知。
And so Jeremiah was called the weeping prophet.
我们知道，除了小孩子之外，长大你要哭也哭不出来。
And we know that if once you've grown up, it's very hard for you to cry unless you're a child.
那如果你真的哭出来，一定是内心有很深的感受。
And if you really cry it out because you have a very heartfelt feeling inside.
所以保罗在提到他的侍奉充满着眼泪。
And so when Paul was talking about his servitude, he was full of tears.
这是在反映保罗的心有基督的心。
And so this is to show that the heart of Paul became the heart of Christ.
他为着教会再受生产之苦。
And because of church, and he has to go through the process of birth.
因为小孩子生出来了，你就看到一个成型，很像父母的孩子。
And so after the child is born, then you will see the it becomes formed into the image of a parent.
那我们教会最完全的目标就是要反映主耶稣的形象。
And so the ultimate goal of the church is to reflect the image of Jesus Christ.
有主耶稣的形象，就有主耶稣的香气。
When you have the image of Jesus, then you would have the fine fragrance of Jesus.
有主耶稣的香气，就有主耶稣的荣耀。
And when you have the fine fragrance of Jesus, then you would have the glory of Jesus.
那要有主耶稣的样式，它里面就是要有人好像妇女生产，就是付出劳力这样生产。这个小孩子才会出来。
And when you have the image of Christ, then it takes the labor of a woman giving birth to a child.
所以我们在服侍神，有时候就是很用心的要来栽培这个教会，渐渐有主的样式。
And so when we serving God, we're carefully making an effort to cultivate the church to slowly to have the image of Christ.
那这个过程啊，常常是痛苦、伤痛的。
And many times, this process is very painful.
因为有的缺点要改变。
And because you have to correct your shortcomings.
世俗的要变属灵的。
And anything worldly needs to be transformed to spiritually.
那缺少的要把它补足。
And if you lack in something, then it has to be replenished.
所以这个过程啊，有时候好像一个妈妈在喂养小孩子。
And this process is kind of like a mother nursing a baby.
所以耶利米先知心中多有伤痛。
And so Prophet Jeremiah has a painful weeping demeanor inside.
我们来看第四章，耶利米书第四章。
And chapter 4.
十九节。
Verse 19.
耶利米书第四章的十九节。
Chapter 4, verse 19.
请读。
Verse 19, O my soul, my soul, I am pain in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace. Because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the arm of war.
这里说我的肺腑啊，我的心疼痛。
And it says that my soul, I have pain in my heart.
我的心啊，在里面啊，烦躁不安。
And I cannot make peace because the noise inside.
为什么
？Why？
我已经听见脚声跟打仗的喊声。
Because I've heard the sound of the trumpet and the alarm of war.
他已经听到外族要来攻打他们，要把他们掳去那个未来要发生的事情。
And because he have heard the eventual war that's coming, and they will be captive into a foreign land.
那十八节。
And verse 18. Your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness, because it is better, because it reaches to your heart.
那为什么外族会来呢？
And why is it that these will be coming?
你的行动，你的作为招惹了这个事。
And because your ways and your doings have procured these things.
以色列百姓的罪的结果。
And so this is the consequence of sin due to the Israelites.
那实在是苦，害了你的心。
And so this bitterness and tragedy have harmed you.
所以当耶利米很忠实在传警告的时候，他们听不懂。
And so when Jeremiah is faithfully proclaiming these messages and they don't understand,
他们觉得我们生活过得很好啊。
And they felt like we're living a very peaceful life.
神的殿也在这里呀。
And so the temple of God is also here.
他想起所罗门献殿的时候多么有力量，有荣耀。
And thinking about the time when the temple was being dedicated by Solomon, it was a very powerful moment.
但是耶利米已经看到了。
And but Jeremiah had foreseen this.
痛苦的日子马上到。
And so the most tragic life is coming.
所以他心充满着伤痛。
And so his heart was full of weeping.
那这是一个先知的心啊。
And so this was a heart of a prophet.
那这个伤痛是从爱来的。
And so this pain comes from love.
如果当父母的看到自己的孩子不长进变坏了，那是何等的痛苦。
And so as a parent, seeing your child not being able to mature and be responsible, there's such a painful feeling.
如果我们当父母的看到这小孩子不爱我们所爱的神。
And as a parent, we will see the child does not love the God that we love.
那是何等的伤痛。
And so how painful is this?
因为我们有属灵的爱，就会有这种伤痛。
And because we have the love of the spiritual love, then we will have this pain.
所以耶利米先知看到以色列百姓背逆神，不懂得爱神，他就这种属灵的一种伤痛。
And so Prophet Jeremiah have witnessed that the Israelites people went against the way of God. So this is a spiritual painful state.
所以他多多的流泪。
And so he weeps.
好，那他在起初的时候很胆怯。
And so in the beginning he was very timid.
但是神重复不断的从经确定神要用他为先知，要与他同在。
And but through many confirmations that God want to use him as a prophet, and he has continuous guidance.
所以后来他就变成很勇敢、无所畏惧的侍奉神。
And so later on became fearless and courageous in the service of the Lord.
所以我们在这个先知里面看到爱，也看到力量。力量。
And so from this prophet, we can see love and also strength.
这个两个服侍神不能够缺少任何一个。
And so these two has to be combined and cannot miss anything.
如果我们有爱，没有力量。
If we have love without strength.
我们还躲在我们自己的很舒适的环境里面出不来。
And we'll hide in our very comfort zone and cannot come out.
因为我们没有力量能够挣脱这些世俗的捆绑。
We don't have the strength to unbound ourselves from the bounding of the world.
那如果我们有爱加上有力量。
And if we have the love and then we have the strength.
那就能够来完成神给我们的托付。
And so this way we're able to complete the task that's assigned to us by God.
那个爱是神感动我们，圣灵浇灌了在我们身上。
And so this love is because Holy Spirit has poured upon us and touched us.
那个力量也是圣灵让充满在我们里面，让我们里面这个人刚强起来。
And the strength is from the Holy Spirit that's poured and filled inside, so that as a person that we could be very strong.
所以新约时代的侍奉。
And so the servitude in the New Testament
离不开在真理上的造就，还有在圣灵上的祷告。
And you cannot part away from the edification of the truth and also pray in the Holy Spirit.
使我们懂得神的旨意。
And so we can understand the complete fulfillment of the will of God.
充满着爱又有力量。
And we're full of love and strength.
那我们才能够像耶利米这样来完成神的托付。
And so that we can be like Jeremiah and complete God's entrustment.
我们常常觉得说，到非洲去做圣工最困难的是什么？
And so we often would say that what is the most difficult things while working in Africa?
那有的人就说这个生活将回到很远很简单。
And some people might say that their life will becomes very simple.
这个随着很难接受。
And this is very hard to accept.
有的人就觉得说最难的就是疾病疟疾。
And some other people might say it may be plagues or diseases.
其实如果我们常常去非洲，我们发现最难的就是从心里面去爱他们。
And sometimes when we go to Africa, we find that the most difficult thing is to love them from the inside of our hearts.
真的这是最难做到。
And this is something that's very hard to do.
所以我们看到耶利米为这一群犯罪而神所痛恨或愤恨的这些百姓来忧伤。
And we could see that Jeremiah was weeping for all these sinful people that have went against the Lord.
这确实是我们的一个榜样。
And so this is definitely an example for all of us.
第四点。
And fourth.
耶利米是一个有个性的工人。
And Jeremiah was a worker with character.
他常常在表明内心深处的挣扎。
And he always confesses his deep struggles.
我们可以来看一节。
And let's turn to a verse.
十二章，耶利米书十二章。
And chapter 12.
耶利米书十二章。
Jeremiah chapter 12. Verse 1. Righteous are you, O Lord, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you about your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously?
第二节。
Verse 2, you have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bear fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their mind.
有时候我们跟人在辩。
And so sometimes when we argue with other people,
越辩我们 越发现我们自己无理。
And so the more we argue, the more we realize that we are without reason.
越辩我们会发现我们自己有很多不完全。
And the more we argue, we realize that we are not complete ourselves.
因为别人也会指出我们的错，那我们也会指出他的错。
And because other people will point out your shortcomings, and as well as you will be pointing out the shortcomings of others.
但是当人跟神在相辩的时候，
And but when God and men are debating,
我就发现了，辩到最后是神都是对的，只有我是错的。
And at the end, you realize that everything, God is correct, but I am at fault.
本来对神愤愤不平。
And originally, you're very upset at God.
开始跟神辩了。
And you started to debate with God.
辩到最后，我发现我们愤愤不平是错的。
And at the end, you realize that you are the one that's wrong.
神是对的。
And God is right.
那到底耶利米他心里的挣扎是什么？
And so what is the struggles of Jeremiah inside his heart?
所以在第十二章的第一节。
And so chapter 12 verse
1. 恶人的道路为什么亨通呢？大行诡诈的为什么安逸呢？
And why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are those happy who deal so treacherously?
所以对耶利米来讲不能了解，我遵守神的旨意服侍你，我被他们欺负。
And so to Jeremiah, this is something that's not understandable because I follow your way, but I am being picked on.
你在哪里？
Where are you?
但那些欺负他的人反而亨通，
顺利。The people that picked on him, they were actually very prosperous and very successful.
所以他就跟神辩了。
And so he debated with God.
辩到最后，当然耶利米输了。
And of course, at the end, Jeremiah lost the debate.
因为神到最后会会有他公义的显现。
And because at the end, God will reveal His true righteousness.
所以不是神不做，而且是神的怜悯，让人有更多的机会悔改。
And so it's not that God does not take action, but God actually has unrelenting kindness to give time for man to change.
所以我们在服事神的过程当中，有时候也会有很多的挣扎。
And so during the process of serving God, many times we will go through certain struggles.
就是说在表面上看好像不是神好像没有公义。
And on the surface, it seems like God is without any righteousness.
好像我们心里有很多的不平。
And it seems like we have a lot of anger inside.
但是罗马书里面讲哈。
But the book of Romans says,
万事互相效力,
and all things works with one another.
让爱神的得益处,
and it's to benefit those that loves God.
如果我们真正是爱神,
and if we truly love God,
神一定会让我们知道,
and God will definitely let us know.
我们里面的这些不平对神不公义的这些想法念头有一天全部会解消。
And so that all the unrighteous feelings and then the fear feeling, unfair feelings that we have towards God, one day everything will disappear.
因为神是绝对的公义。
And because God is absolute righteous.
他是绝对的对。
And he's absolutely right.
所以服事神的过程有种内心的挣扎，这是难免，因为我们常常用眼睛来看事情。
And so during the process of our service, obviously sometimes we will feel upset and because we're seeing everything with our own eyes.
但是当我们对神认识越深，
But after we have a more profound understanding towards God, and we will learn how to entrust everything,
我们就可以看到神最后是美善的。
And we will see that God at the end is very beautified.
所以这一群恶人到最后全部都灭亡了。
And so the evil people at the end all perished.
这是耶利米的内心深处的挣扎。
And so this is the deeper struggle inside the heart of Jeremiah.
我们再看第五点。
And let's speak of the fifth point.
耶利米很强烈的反对百姓的罪。
And Jeremiah was fiercely against the sin of his people.
因为我们知道神痛恨罪恶。
And we know that God hates sin.
但是神怜悯罪人。
And but God has compassionate towards the sinners.
那在主耶稣传道里的时候，有一群文士法利赛人。
And when Jesus is preaching the gospel, there's a group of scribes and Pharisees.
他们是痛恨罪人。
And they detest sinners.
但是主耶稣说，文士法利赛人像杯盘洗净，外表里面都是罪。
And but Jesus called them that they are a vessel that seems like clean on the outside, but inside is full of sin.
所以主耶稣他怜悯罪人。
And so Jesus has compassion towards sinners.
因此他要传福音给罪人，让他们能够悔改，把罪拿掉，跟人建立正常的关系。
And so he wants to preach gospel to them so their sins can be eliminated, so they can have a normal relationship with other people.
那耶利米其实对以色列百姓是充满着爱。
And so Jeremiah was full of love towards his people.
所以他所最强烈反对是他们的罪。
And so he's strongly against the sin of his people.
所以他很严厉责骂他们拜偶像的罪。
And so he scolded them severely for their idolatry.
但是如果严厉没有爱，这个严厉会变成刀子在杀人。
And scolding without severely without any love, this is seems like killing.
这个严厉会伤到人。
And this, this way will be hurting other people.
但是他的严厉里面充满着神的爱。
And but scolding severely inside, full of God's love.
这个是最难的。
And so this is the hardest part.
在严厉当中充满着神的爱。
And in a very severe state, he's full of the love of God.
好像保罗在写信给哥林多教会。
And just like Paul's epistles, all the church of Corinth.
哥林多教会问题很多。
And because they are a very problematic church.
要取计谋的。
And they have wicked ways.
娶继母啊 ，stepmother.
They wanted to marry their stepmothers.
要吃拜偶像的。
And they wanted to partake in the food of worship to the idols.
有很多的问题。
And they have much problems.
那保罗写了很严厉的信责备他们。
And so Paul has written a very severe letter to them.
其实保罗的心是非常爱他们。
And but actually Paul loves them dearly inside their hearts.
所以保罗提到为着他们保罗流眼泪。
And Paul has talked about that because of them, Paul has shed tears.
但哥林多教会能够感受保罗的爱， 虽然这个信很严厉。
And so the people of the Church of Corinth actually can feel the love of Paul, although this letter was very severe and serious.
所以哥林多后书就提到他们有这种依着神的意思忧愁。
And so the Second Corinthians talks about that they are sorrow, they have this godly sorrow based on the will of God.
我们翻翻看在哪里，看谁能够翻最快。依着神的意思忧愁。
And let's turn to it and see who could turn there the fastest.
Godly sorrow, 在哪里？哥林多后书第七章啊。
And Second Corinthians chapter 7,
第八节
verse 8. And so, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it, though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry.Through only for a while. Verse 9. Now I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner, that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. Verse 10. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death.
这个地方讲两种忧愁。
And here talks about two different kinds of sorrows.
世俗的忧愁叫人死。
And the worldly sorrow will lead us to death.
常常为着世界上一些事情忧愁，骨头都会枯干。
And so if you're constantly sorrow for the things of the world, then your bone will get dried.
那什么是依着神的意思忧愁呢？
But what does it mean to sorrow God, to be sorrowful because of godly sorrow?
英文叫 godly sorrow. 所以这个忧愁是好的。
And so godly sorrow actually is a good sorrowness.
所以如果我们常常觉得我灵性真的为什么不能长进？
And so many times if you feel that how come my spiritual cultivation cannot grow?
为什么我一直没有办法切断罪？
And why is it that I cannot sever sin?
为什么我没有办法圣洁？
And why is it that I cannot keep myself being holy?
为什么我讲话没有办法能够真的都能够造就人？
And why is it that when I speak to others, I cannot edify other people?
那因为这样忧愁。
And because of the you're sorrowful.
那这样我们就会产生一种追求的力量。
And then you would enable to you to have a strength to pursue.
十一节就生出殷勤、自恕、自恨、恐惧、想念、热心。
And so what in verse 11, what diligence is producing you a clearing of yourselves? What indignation, what fear, what vehement desires, what zeal.
所以我们常常在想我们大部分的忧愁都是世界的。
And so if we think about the fact that most of our sorrowfulness comes from the world,
我们觉得不够好，
and
不够多。
We feel that we don't have enough of it and we don't have plentiful.
不够大。
And this is not bigger enough.
因为有那个忧愁，所以我们整个力量就往那个方向去。
And because we're sorrowful in this way, then all of our strength and effort is going towards that direction.
那如果依着神的意思忧愁，
and but if you sorrow because of God,
那我们的方向就会往属灵来追求。
And our direction will be pursuing after things of spiritual.
就像我们现在在这里。
And just like us being here right now.
那信仰就会成长。
And of course, your spirituality will grow.
那依着神的意思忧愁从哪里来？
And so, when you go in God's ways, what is the strength coming from?
第七章第八节，我以前写信叫你们忧愁。
And just chapter 7, verse 8, it says that I want you to be sorrowful in my letter.
就是他写了一封很严厉责备他们错误的信。
And this was a very severe and serious letter that rebuking them.
那这个责备的信是出于保罗对他们的爱。
And so this epistle of rebuke them is because of the love of Paul.
那就像耶利米，
just like Jeremiah,
严重责骂他们拜偶像，
and he's scolding them severely because of their idolatry.
但是他的内心对他们充满着爱。
And but his inner heart is full of love towards the people.
那怎么看得出来呢？
Then how can you tell?
因为以色列百姓他就不听啊。
And because the Israelites would not listen.
后来神就借耶利米宣告，那你们要被掳七十年。
And so through Jeremiah, that God has proclaimed to them that you'll be captives for 70 years.
那 神就告诉耶利米亚不要为他们祷告了。
And so God instructed Jeremiah not to pray for them.
但是至少在耶利米书，我们看到有三个地方，耶利米还继续不断为他们祷告。
And but at least in the book of Jeremiah, there are three places that Jeremiah was continuing to pray for them.
我们大家都知道要叫人祷告，这不简单啊。
And all of us know that it is not easy to tell people to pray.
那我们在祷告当中如果不是真的出于爱心，就很希望怎么到现在还不按铃。
And so doing our prayer that often, if this is not full of our love, then we will feel that how come nobody's ringing the bell.
说要叫人不祷告很简单啊。
And so it's very simple for telling others not to pray.
因为人都有惰性。
And because as men, we are very lazy
in
nature. And we don't want to suffer.
那神叫他不要祷告了。
And God instructs him not to pray.
他还继续不断为他们祷告。
But he continues to pray for them.
这就可以看得出来，耶利米看起来外表很严厉，但是其实他的内心非常爱这些百姓。
And from this, it seems like he has a very severe demeanor, but inside his heart, he loves the people.
所以我们在服侍神。
So, in our service to God,
如果我们都是只有爱，没有公义。
And if we all we have is love, but without any righteousness.
有时候这个爱会包容罪恶。
And so sometimes this love will harbor a sin.
没有办法把罪清出来。
And you cannot clear out the sin.
那真正的爱里面是有公义的。
And the true love carries righteousness.
因为公义就是把罪挖出来。
And because righteousness, you wanted it.Dig out sins.
那罪挖出来，人跟神能够有正常的关系。
And after the sin is removed, then a man could go back to normal relationship with God.
那神的恩典，神的同在就会继续。
And so the grace of God and His abidance were continuing on.
那这才是真的爱。
And so this is true love.
那耶利米有的就是这样的爱。
And so this is the kind of love that Jeremiah has.
好，我们再看耶利米书的主题与神学要点。
And so the book of Jeremiah is theological points.
因为神对选民盟约的爱神跟选民是有立约的。
And so God's has a covenant with the chosen people.
从亚伯兰开始就立约。
And from the time of Abraham, he has made covenants.
到出埃及19章又重新再提醒这个约。
And all the way until Exodus chapter 19, this covenant was again reminded.
这个约就是要给他们一块土地在上面蒙福。
And so this covenant was to give them a piece of ground, and then they will be blessed on it.
但是以色列百姓的责任就是要遵守神的道。
And but the duties of the Israelites is to observe the teachings and commandments of God.
所以当他们离开神去拜偶像。
And so once they have departed away from God to worship the idols.
就好像婚姻一样。
And just like a marriage.
这个是有嫉妒的。
And so this has a little bit of jealousy.
所以神就愤怒。
And so God was provoked to anger.
那耶利米的讯息就是出于神的公义对他们的罪的一个审判。
And so the theme of Jeremiah is because of the righteousness that a judgment was holding over the people.
所以前面是叫他们要回头。
And so in the front that they were taught to return back to God.
他不愿意回头，现在神已经说要被掳70年，现在就告诉他们为着存活要投降。
And so because they refused to turn back and then they were being captives for 70 years,Now they were told that in order for them to survive, they have to surrender.
要顺服巴比伦。
And you have to submit yourself to the king of Babylon.
然后要等候神的怜悯。
And you have to wait until for the mercy of the Lord.
那他们一定会，神一定会带回他们回来。
And so God will bring them back once again.
因为神的爱，神的信实是没有改变。
And because of the love of God and then the nature of God does not change.
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.
Amen.
Let's take a break.